Ground beef, $2.99 a pound for the jumbo pack. Pork chops, $5.99 a pound. It's $6.39 a gallon for mainland milk, $9.99 a gallon for local milk.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's really hard, especially with, you know, the cutbacks in work.
Feeling the squeeze? Food increased more than any other category in Honolulu's Consumer Price Index last year, a 4.4% increase, according to Hawaii State economist Eugene Tian. Often for food, the biggest price driver has been transportation, but from 2011 to 12, transport costs only increased 0.9%.
So that increase is mainly due to the increase on the mainland, maybe something to do with the production.
Droughts, weather anomalies, switches in crop production, and other factors across the U.S. and abroad impact Hawaii's supplies and our prices. In the last 10 years, food prices across the nation increased 27.6%. Food prices in Hawaii increased 41.2%. Tian says three factors influence the price of food here. Oil costs and transportation usually have the greatest impact, and there's supply, both of which we have no control over. The only local factor is the markup. Hawaii imports over 80% of its food. If we were trying to rein in costs, Mr. Tian, what would we do?
I think there is very little the politicians can do. I think the only thing they can do is encourage more local production. Mm-hmm. So the fluctuation of the oil will have a small impact.
Though the food might not be cheaper, Tian says the money would be spent inside the state. DPED's Office of Planning estimates a 10% reduction in food imports would keep $313 million in Hawaii as part of an evolving system that provides jobs and lifts communities. Some believe retooling Hawaii's food system is a way to improve our water and land use, our waste systems, even disaster preparedness and individual health.
Is it really possible?
Oh, yeah. No, it really is possible. It really is happening. It's already happening. We're just trying to accelerate it.
That's Kyle Dada, a general partner in Ulupono Initiative, one of the groups working toward change at the legislature this year. More on what could be in store later this week. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.